Three-time Wisconsin Sports Writer of the Year, Jason Wilde.
Is there anything anybody loves more than agreeing with Tauscher?
Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher.
I got a hunch this isn't going to be concise either.
Broadcasting live from the Everlight Solar Studio.
I would say that you are pretty easygoing. You're actually probably more easygoing than I am.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin.
Well, there's no... You're not easygoing at all.
Hey!
On 100.5 ESPN, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.
Tuesday edition. The Brewers-Mets playoff edition. The Packers pass rush stinks edition. And the I'm in a bad mood. Hope old T's in a good mood because I'm going to need him to lift me up.
I'll pick you up a little bit.
On Wings of Sports Talk.
Pastrami.
Edition of Wilde and Tausch. On 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, 100.5 ESPN Madison, 1430 ESPN Beaver Dam, ESPNWisconsin.com, the ESPN app, your Alexa smart speaker, streaming live video, Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, and of course everything you could possibly need on WisconsinOnDemand.com and the Wisconsin On Demand app. I'm Jace Wilde in Green Bay. Jesse Nelson is in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison studios, and I do declare... Or at least I believe that the Packers Hall of Famer, Mark Tauscher, is also in the Everlight Solar ESPN Madison
that
studios.
Is
there truth to this?
That is confirmed. I definitely am. I can't see you, but I believe that I am, yes.
Well, I can see the Wilde and Tausch panel. I don't see you either, buddy.
We'll get you here in a minute.
Jesse's a little rattled this morning.
Old T right. came
Those
in with...
bus lanes
old
got
T's
him
got
coming
demands.
In late from Sun Prairie. That's what happened.
The bus lanes have been running for 2 weeks. You've just been elsewhere.
That's true.
Taking up residency in California. Hey, before we get started on whatever's irritating you...
What are you mad about, bud?
What would you say... Let me be clear. Everyone who's dealing with the after effects of Hurricane Helene has it way worse than I do. But that doesn't mean I can't be pissed off about an appliance today. What would you say is the after the refrigerator, which obviously refrigerator, freezer, most important appliance in your home to have working, right? Because mm-hmm. you got food, you don't want it to go bad. What would be number two?
Ooh. Washer, dryer.
Yes. Yes, washer. And dryer, but my issues with the washer. Something happened. Something has clogged up the drainage system. So I'm bailing out water. I'm wringing out clothes like an old washer woman in the old West.
You do laundry too much. Like you don't need to do laundry as much as you do.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what old girl and the Tauscher children do in terms of how much clothing they wear. I'm doing laundry constantly. It's a fair critique, but I think it's because I live with people that play a lot of sports, do a lot of stuff, change clothes a lot during the course of the day. There's a lot going on there. So I'm wringing out clothes as I try to get the wash machine back up and running, and you know how handy I am. So I know it comes as a surprise that it has not gone well, and I have a very bad attitude today.
Well, how old is your washer?
It's like 7 years, I think, 2017.
Yeah, I've come to grips. I used to fight this all the time with appliances and stuff that things were built to last. It's not true anymore. Things aren't built to last. Things are built to be replaced so that businesses can continue to churn it out. So I always used to think, well, why is that not work? Because back in our day, I can just remember my folks' fridge, freezer. I don't remember them ever having to swap out washer dryers. Like, it just, stuff lasted. Now it doesn't. So I think you get a 5 to 7 year window, and then it's time to go different. And I don't like that, but that's where we're at in society. I think that's just how it is. So it's time to probably go get a new washing machine.
I think it's just a filter issue, which I'm working my way through. I had to get all the water drained out first.
So can Paula handle this, or does this have to fall in your purview?
Well, I'm sure Paula could handle it. She's got a few things going on today, too. So I think it's going to fall to me, and I think I can do it. Knock on wood. I think I did enough YouTubing and reading of the instruction manual for troubleshooting.
Yeah, Sarah fixed our. We had a little issue with the washer, and that's what made me think of this. And she just went YouTubed, and it was fixed. I don't know, hour later. So I'm sure you can handle it.
Sarah is my inspiration. Whether it's IT work or appliance repair.
I'm not 100% sure. I don't know how you bring up Hurricane Helene out of this whole thing, though. That's the part.
Because there's a lot of people without power.
I understand.
There's people who don't have a washing machine
so
working right now.
So you're trying to keep perspective.
I'm trying. Yes, exactly.
But then you still complained about it.
Well, I'm just saying I can still be angry and frustrated. I'm just saying I could be worse.
I wouldn't... In fairness, I wouldn't bring up Hurricane Helene because, yes, you still have everyday things. We all understand that what's going on down there is crazy and,
yeah, terrible.
Yes. I don't know if correlating that to...
No. I just wanted to make sure that people understood that I appreciated how bad things could be and my problems are first world problems, hashtag.
Fair enough.
What kind of problems are your... You always are Wake Me in October guy. So wake up. Good morning. Playoffs begin today. The hunt for Brew October, which just rolls right off the tongue, begins with Brewers Mets today. Jesse, what time is first pitch?
4:32.
What's better than the afternoon slot?
That is the afternoon slot.
No, the afternoon slot, the Astros, I think, play at like 12:30 or something, right?
1:30, yeah, 1:30.
I'd much rather be at 4:30.
So there's a game at 1:30, a game at 3, a game at 4:30, and a game at 7:30.
All those I like
options.
This for the Brewers. 4:30, okay. The Mets are
Shadow's gonna be a
having
deal.
To fly back from Hotlanta. Unfortunately, there's a direct flight from Atlanta to Milwaukee. It'd been nice if they had to make a pit stop in like Omaha or something like that, but...
I didn't know they flew commercial. Though.
You can't, as a Brewer, you can't ask for anything more. They had to go and empty the bucket yesterday to try to win that first game. Great game, by the way. I don't know how I ended up. I think I was listening to it, and it sounded like the Mets were going to win, and the Braves rally, and the Mets end up coming back and hitting a two-run homer. So we're in a good spot. Now, whether or not we're going to be, ready for the moment, we shall find out, but I think from a Brewer fan standpoint, everything is lined up exactly how you want. You got 3 attempts at this, right? You got to win 2 out of 3 at AmFam Field. All the games are there, which is good, which is the way it should be.
Yeah.
I just wish, and I tweeted this and took
here
a little
shot.
Here
we go. Here we go.
My idea is transformative in both in the NBA, in Major League Baseball,
and the NFL.
The NFL for sure. The
MLS.
Idea of picking your opponent when you have earned that right by having the best regular season in leagues that are all now battling to keep relevancy in your regular season, you need to put cherries on top of Sundays of regular seasons. These are your cherries. I'm handing you these cherries. Go eat them.
Pick your opponent.
So for me, if I'm a Brewers fan this morning, and I am, I see that the Braves have to go another game where they empty their bench. Their starting stud is out more than likely for the first round of this tournament. Sale.
Tournament.
I would think that if I finished better than the Padres, I won our division. We won. We should get an opportunity to say, you know what? We just played the Mets. I'd prefer to play the Atlanta Braves. And I had took people are not happy with my idea. There's some traditionalists, which is fine, but I just think it would add another layer of entertainment to this. And I don't even know what the Milwaukee Brewers would do. But I'd like to have that option, because you won your division, to pick your opponent. Yes, I think that is a great concept that more and more professional sports teams need to think about adhering to.
All right, so if you're not up to speed on the tournament bracket, as Tausch called it, the 4-5 matchup in the NL is the Padres hosting the Braves. The 3-6 is Brewers hosting the Mets. The number one seed is the Dodgers. The number two seed, the Phillies. On the other side of the bracket, the 4-5 matchup is the Orioles hosting the Royals. And the 3-6 is Houston hosting Detroit.
So, hey, that 4-5, do they play all their games at the 4 spot? Or do they go back and forth?
That's a Jesse question.
Sorry, I'm helping Tausch get prepared for the show because he didn't want to do it beforehand. Sorry,
I was here at 8:30. You weren't. If we want to get real sticky about it,
are all the series? I mean,
you showed up. In fairness, you showed up 3 minutes before the show, but I'm not going to bring that to the table since you did. Does the 4-5 matchup? Do the four team host all three?
The better seed hosts all the games in the wild card round. So the Brewers host all the games. The 4 seed hosts all the games. Yes.
All right, now you can stop listening to the show again and get back. Thanks. To doing whatever it is you were doing.
I'll be back in a bit.
Let me know when you're available again, if you don't mind. So what you're saying is that the Astros should have been able to pick out of the other three opponents who they wanted.
Correct.
And the Brewers should have.
Well, no. So, Jason, the 4 seed gets to play at home. You can't take that away from them. They
right.
Earned
no, no,
that.
No. So you only get two choices,
yes,
then, in your idea.
It's one of two. Yeah, and if there's a team that has to play extra games, like the Braves and the Mets both did, it's probably not to the same degree. But, yes, I think that is something that you look at and say, okay, I believe that the Braves are going to be weaker because Sale pitched, and I want the teams that have the best regular seasons to get an advantage. It's already good that you gave them home games. I like that. That's great. But you can do more. And I like this fact that this is more, so let's do it.
I'm just thankful it's not just a one-game deal.
Jesse's the best producer ever, isn't he? There's 5 or 6 other lives than anybody. Thank you, Jesse. That was really good. That's what should happen, yeah. And for it to just get poo-pooed, I understand it's going to make people uncomfortable. GMs and managers are going to hate it. Because they don't want to add bulletin board. Guess what, guys? It's the blanket playoffs. It ain't about bulletin board. It's about matchups and it's about execution. Period. And if you can go and get a matchup where you don't have to face the best pitcher on someone's staff, everybody's looking for an advantage. You would take it. And that's all I'm asking for. So this whole concept of, well, this is how it all fell and seeded, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, you added extra playoff teams. Now's the time. I know they did this a while ago. You can mix and match and do things that are going to be fan excited. You're going to excite fans with this whole concept, just like you would with the TV show of picking your opponent in the NFL. And then from there, there's more drama as the week goes. And if there's one thing I found, in this business, not the player's side, not the coach's side, which is it's all about business and working and doing it. It's about entertaining. Entertain me. How can we as a sport entertain our fan base without compromising what is going on the field? This would do that again.
So I have before me a story from Fox Sports about a minor hockey league, the Southern Professional Hockey League, that did the pick your opponent concept. And then it was floated with the NHL folks. And one GM who was quoted said that he would, to avoid the bulletin board material, announce ahead of time, we're just going to take the lowest seed no matter what.
And you can, and you're... You have every right to do that if that's how you want to choose it. But I would venture to say if you would be playing the Edmonton Oilers and Connor McDavid gets hurt,
uh-huh,
you would probably say, I'd rather play the Edmonton Oilers.
Sure. Look,
that's okay. All right? It's just like if Somebody's coming into Green Bay and they get to pick. Well, Jordan Love plays or Malik Willis plays. You get to pick. I'm guessing most teams, well, maybe not this year, but most teams would come and say, yeah, we'd rather play Malik, right? Or yeah. The Dolphins. You have to just look at that as part of it. So while it's not going to happen, I don't believe, I just think from an entertainment standpoint, I think fans would eat it up. I think the back and forth nature of this would be really fun for a sport that is trying to garner more attention. The NFL doesn't need to do it. They get more attention than they ever could want. Major League Baseball, they could use it. And I think this would be another nice little twist. But I'll say there is nothing like playoff baseball. There's not. And I'll be glued to my radio on WTMJ tonight when that game kicks off, because there's nothing. The drama of do or die baseball, there's nothing in sports like it. And for the Brewers to have another crack at this, it's fantastic. Now I just wish they were playing the Braves without Chris Sale.
So I don't – and is Jesse available now, or is he still doing more of your bidding?
He is rattled. He's rattled. He's firing live reads at me. He looks irritated. It must be a volleyball game tonight.
So we're all at a bet.
Is there a volleyball game
tomorrow, 5 seconds before I start my sports hour? Hey, can you print this for me? That's what I'm dealing with here this morning. So.
Is that how it shook out?
Yep.
According to Jesse, that's how it shook out.
So – the question I have, having not thoroughly scouted the Mets pitching staff vis-a-vis the Braves pitching staff, is do they have good enough pitching that you would choose the Braves instead because their ace has been used recently?
The Mets, just given the situation of playing in Milwaukee, needing to win as many games as they could to get into the playoffs, going to Atlanta, having to play everybody yesterday, I would rather face the Mets, because even though Sale is out, the Braves pitching staff is still better. They still have like a proven rotation that's won a World Series before, so I would rather face the Mets.
I want you to have a choice. That's all.
Yeah. I'm scared of everybody in the postseason, so
sure. Yeah, you've
and that's
told
where
us
I
that.
Want it to be.
You're a nervous Nelly.
And let me tell you, today should feel like Game 7 of a series.
Because of Peralta and...
No, I got stats for you.
Oh, let's hear it.
I was working on this and printing stuff for you.
I'll tell you what, Jesse, I just want to make sure we all know. We give you a hard time. You're good.
So
look at you, bringing stats.
Are you sure Chrissy didn't do this for you?
No help here. No help today. Just solo Jesse. So 13 of 16 series since the best of three wild card round was implemented for the COVID 2020 playoffs. They didn't do it in 21, and then they did do it starting full time in 22. 13 of the 16 series have been 2-0 sweeps, including all four last year.
Yeah. Fast start.
So whoever wins game one wins game two almost.
Get off to a fast start.
In its entirety. You got to win today. Because nobody battles from behind in these series and wins.
So apparently three teams did not sweep, though.
No,
what did
actually,
they do?
I guess I didn't look up the information if the team that won game one ended up winning.
feels like an important piece of information.
I will go further into the stats and see if the team that won game two in the three instances actually won the series or not. But game one is very, very, very important in these wild card round series because you start to press the next day. It's
so
just different.
Are you on board with my plan?
I don't want to relitigate this.
But
I'm
this
already in a bad mood. I have told you every time you've brought this up, every time, that I am Team Tausch on it. I don't think any major league will ever implement it. Ever. I know you tell me never is a long time. But the NBA is not going to have its top seeds picking its opponents. And I love it from the drama perspective. But teams, organizations have no interest in doing this.
Until they do.
No.
Until they do.
No.
Do
no.
You, organizations, no. Since when do organizations not like to have choices?
They do not want to be the first team that picks
the team they're matched up
against and then lose, and then they're the jack wagons that picked the team and ticked them off and then lost to
them. Okay, so, yeah, well, we're matched up with the Chiefs, and Mahomes just got hurt, can't play next week, so they're bringing in John Miller to be their backup quarterback.
John Miller?
But you're lined up against the red-hot Aaron Rodgers and the New York Jets. Who are you picking?
Hey, you're not
you know what I mean?
By the way, their backup is Carson Wentz, not John Miller, who I don't know who that is. But John Miller is a TV guy up here in Green Bay.
I'm trying to prove a point.
Oh, is that what you're doing?
I'm not interested in all.
Who are you proving the point to? I agree with you. I love the idea. I've always loved the idea.
No, I mean, in fairness, you're saying that this will not happen, and I agree with you.
Not in our four major league sports. Maybe in the MLS.
They don't want to rock the boat, but I am saying there will be a breaking point where that boat would want to be rocked, and I just want to give you the ability to rock a boat.
Yeah, you're big on the boat rocking.
You don't have to rock the boat. You can just sit on there, and hopefully it's all calm waters, but when the waters get choppy, the boat's going to rock. And I want to have that option of picking, well, this guy's injured. I want to play the team that I think we can beat better. And you know what? Bulletin board be damned, because it's the blanket playoffs. And if that's how you're going to get up for a team is because of a bulletin board, great. If that's your big motivation, I'm sorry. You ain't winning, Jack, if that's your only motivation.
Well, it's not, no one said it was their only motivation. But it would add to the. It would certainly rock the boat.
I'm nervous.
Would you like a second to review your copy while I give you an updated stats?
I just got it. It's literally hot off the presses. Told you yesterday was the last day that great deal on patio doors and windows. So I don't know what Gina's got in store today, but get the look you want for your home with customizable windows and doors from Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. The durability of materials gets tested. They open. They close the doors, the latches, the shades, tens of thousands of times to ensure that they last for years to come. A lot of years, unlike Jason's washing machine. Pella offers custom colors and innovative features like shades between the glass. Right now, get zero interest for up to 36 months. Certain restrictions do apply. This offer ends on Halloween. Get started today at PellaWI.com.
At the stroke of midnight?
Doesn't say
that.
Oh, no,
that's a different one.
No, that's a different one.
All right. If you would like to chime in on Tausch's idea, you are certainly welcome to do so via the talk and text line, 844-770-3776. We got more to get to. We'll get to it next. It's Wilde and Tausch.
This is Wilde and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Call Gina Della from Pella today, 855-PELLA-WI, and online at PellaWI.com/radio.
Anemic pass rush updates on Christian Watson, who may be headed to injured reserve. We'll have to wait and see. He won't play this week, probably, according to Matt LaFleur, who is, much to my irritation, avoiding talking to the medical staff until after he's talked to us. So
do you really
claim
believe
that, he knows
that he's not talked to the medical staff?
I'm not a fan of that. I am a fan of Tausch's idea, but I do have a follow-up so we can get to Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike on time. So the top two seeds in each league, the Dodgers are the number one seed in the NL. The Yankees are the number one seed in the AL.
Boy, could you root for teams less?
My question for you is, so whoever emerges from these series, the Brewers would play the Phillies next based on the bracket. Would you like to have the number one seeds in turn then get to choose their own adventure with the two teams that advance from the wild card round?
Absolutely.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. Yeah, and to be honest with you, I wouldn't mind if the Dodgers said, yeah, we want you, Brewers. Hey, bulletin board. Welcome.
Because now you're on the other side of it.
Yeah.
You're not the picker. You're the picky.
And let me tell you something. If the Brewers beat the Dodgers because of bulletin board, that means the Dodgers weren't very good.
Now, no one's saying. Now, hold on a second. Because I am agreeing with you, which I know
I'm not
yelling
at you.
I don't know if you were. I know that, but I'm going to yell at you because I'm in a bad mood because of my wash machine. Like, no one said that it's the only reason, but you were a professional
athlete for 11 years. You gave everything you had, but when people disrespect, you're telling me that you guys didn't go down to Tampa the year after Warren Sapp cheap-shotted one of your best friends and threatened his career and then got into a verbal altercation with your head coach. You're telling me you didn't want to whip their butts more than you did if that hadn't happened?
100% I did. Yeah, that's the
biggest. So you still
sports.
Would try hard, but now there's a little added
yes.
juice.
And you know what? Is that a bad thing
No,
for
it's
sports?
A great thing. That's why I'm agreeing
exactly.
with you.
Exactly.
But it's not for the Dodgers.
All of a sudden, a somewhat sleepy series between the Dodgers and Brewers nationally got a little juice. That'd be a little juice.
Yeah.
They asked for us? Can you blank and believe
yes,
they asked for us?
You're making my point on the Brewers picking their opponent,
Yeah,
though.
But they could just say, if they really felt that strongly about not adding that motivation, just say, we're playing it how it lands. We're not messing with it. We don't. It doesn't matter. We're going to play our game, and if it's the Mets, it's the Braves, whatever.
So if they instituted this, the Tauscher plan, not to be confused
if
with the Marshall plan.
If their best pitcher, or back in the 82, I watched the Brewers just a bit outside. It's a great – if you are of a certain age, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, it's phenomenal.
So good.
I learned a lot. If you know Raleigh Fingers can't pitch and he's out –
You want to see Pete Ladd.
Picking the Brew Crew. Now, back then, there was no picking because there's only two series.
There still is not.
Well, I understand. Outstanding drop in, Jesse.
Speaking of picking.
Welcome to the show. I'm glad you're here. So when you start factoring all that in, as a player, I don't want to give bulletin board material to people, but if it's a big enough advantage, if some of their key players are not there, I would prefer to play the team that I feel better about matching up with. That's all.
Right. So speaking of picking, how's your prize picking going?
Oh, I'm going to take a dabble just to add a little excitement for tonight's tilts. I guess there's a 1:30 tilt, Jesse said. So I'm going to take a look at all of it.
What time is that in
California? On prize picks because it's the easiest and most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Simple, more or less. Innings, runs, pitch count. They got it all. Get in on the daily action with your friends. Become part of this fun little Prize Picks community that we have. And if you sign up today, you get $50 instantly when you play for $5. You don't even need to win to receive the $50 bonus. It's guaranteed. And my boy Narv Dog cost me last week. I'm not mad at Narvy. 1.5 field goals. Are you serious? You didn't even come close. Not irritated with him, though. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI. For that first deposit match up to $100. That's code WI on Prize Picks for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks. Run.
Your
game.
Taco Tuesday special on the board for the 1:30 game.
What's
today.
The Taco Tuesday special?
Tarek Skubal, who's going to win the Cy Young from the Tigers, reduced from 6 strikeouts to 4.5 for the 1:30 game.
I've
this
seen
afternoon.
Juicier tacos.
I like that one.
Okay.
That's not you a guys can share them like an appetizer. We need to get to Evan Cohen. He's scheduled to appear next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Dubai, Tito's Handmade Vodka. Tito's makes the good stuff for good times. Find recipes, videos, and more at titosvodka.com.
Let's find out what Evan Cohen of Unsportsmanlike thinks of the Tauscher plan of pick your own adventure in the postseason. Also, is it just me, or when we play that clip of Jeff Passan, who is fantastic, and we love it when he makes time for us and doesn't ignore Jesse's calls, but does he not sound very similar to Evan? Or is that just me
not
that hears
close.
It that way?
No.
I don't hear that.
Nothing at all.
Okay. Hi, Evan. How are you today?
Well, you had another example of Jason and I being similar. I thought that was me for a second just now.
Thank you!
Wait, was that me? Well, because sometimes I actually, just behind the scenes a little bit, I've been working on altering my voice at times, not to change it to someone else's voice, but, like, there are reasons to get excited and other reasons for, like, a softer setup. So, like, that sounded more like a softer setup, so to speak.
Uh-huh.
So I thought that was me, actually. I got to be honest.
What a world we live in.
We're done? Tosh has nothing to say?
He is stunned.
I just said that I don't think you guys sound anything alike. You want me to, like, lie and say, okay, well, now, Evan, I feel like you do. No, I don't. So I didn't have anything to add to the conversation.
All right. Kay. Sounds good.
Hey, Evan, is there anything better from a drama standpoint than playoff baseball? There's no clock. You have to finish the deal. Every pitch matters. The drama is not unending. And I know baseball has gotten more and more regionalized. But if you have a team like we do with the Brewers, and we'd love to see them advance, you're going to be on pins and needles watching every pitch. Is there anything better?
Yeah, so I do have a team in the postseason, and they are playing the Brewers. I am a Mets fan. I'm a lifelong
You're a Mets fan?
But
dude, they come don't on, you win knew that. For you, bandwagon, young bandwagon fella.
Great
how
30 for 30.
How could you be a bandwagon Mets fan? How is that even 86? Possible to be a bandwagon 86. Mets fan? All right, I'm not even going to have that debate with you because that's just, like, ridiculous, Tosh, and it's like, you know, you've never met me before, and I'm very insulted by that.
Long-suffering anyway, Mets fan.
That's right.
They got a lot more championships than we do.
Here's the problem that we all fall into this trap, and it drives me nuts. So what happens is when a sport that is not as big anymore, baseball was my favorite sport by a mile for the first, I don't know, 30-plus years of my life, to a point of like 162 Mets games a year. My grandfather, may he rest in peace, had an advertising agency back in the day, and one of his biggest clients, the New York Mets. That is why I became a Mets fan, because he was obsessed with the Mets. And that's on my mom's side. My dad happens to be a Yankee fan, which is interesting. Anyway, so point is, that was my favorite sport forever. What we do with sports that are not as popular year-round is that we take them in the moments that they're really popular and go to this, is there anything better than place? We do it with playoff hockey.
That's true.
We do it with playoff baseball.
Very true.
You know what is better than playoff baseball and playoff hockey? Week 4 of the NFL. That's what's better, because everyone else tells us that. Mm. For me, what's better is the NBA playoffs. I love them, and that's just exciting for me. I'm not suggesting that there won't be drama today with the Brewers and the Mets. I'm not suggesting that at all. I'm not suggesting it won't take over the hearts and minds of the great sports fans in the state of Wisconsin. I am suggesting the what's better than angle is laughable, because as proven by everything else is better than that.
Hmm. Well, Jeff, what do you think of the Brewers can pull this
snap.
Out?
Oh, snap.
I mean, am I wrong about what I'm saying?
No, I understand.
Isn't that what we say after game 7 of a hockey series?
I understand what you're saying. You're basically saying
kind of a party pooper.
We're prisoners of the moment is what you're saying. Right?
Well, I mean, yeah, but by the way, Tosh, that is okay. It was your setup that triggered the thought, right? And I'm not saying your setup is wrong. I'm saying, like, if you would have just simply said, hey, this is awesome, in the midst of a Packer season where we have high hopes, in the midst of a Badger season where it took a little bit of a turn that in a direction we don't necessarily want, we also get this amazing potential Brewers run that no one saw coming because their manager voluntarily left to go to the biggest rival, and now, when we already have 2 slices of pizza, we're now getting burgers, fries, and lobster. This is awesome. But we can't dismiss the 2 slices of pizza. That's what we came here for in the first place.
Is this not just, and as an NBA playoffs guy, I would be curious, because you did stuff on NBA radio on Sirius XM. You are, as much as Tosh is an NBA expert, you're even more so. I am curious, is this just come down to longer regular seasons, you just don't have the attention span to be as invested, and that's why the more casual fans like us are looking at, oh, I'm going to watch a lot of baseball. I will. I will watch more baseball in October than I watched from spring training in February through the last day of the regular season. I will watch more games in this month. And I think that's true of NHL hockey. I think that's true of NBA basketball for many of us that aren't as invested. This all comes down to the seasons are too long to stay that invested for that long. Isn't that what the case is?
Jason, it's an interesting question. So basically what you're saying, you are saying that your assumption, and I think you're probably right, is average everyday fan that is listening to Wilde and Tausch will watch more baseball in October than she or he will have in March or April through September combined. And that your assumption is average everyday Wilde and Tausch fan will watch more NBA in May and June than they would have in October through April combined. I think you were right about all of that. I think the first sport to actually do this, and by the way, when I say do this, that is not a compliment. That's just reality. But the first sport to actually do this was college basketball. Like, it has branded itself around 1 month. By the way, there are other months of the college basketball season. Mm-hmm. It's not just in March, right? But that's like the only month. And by the way, when I'm saying this, I'm saying non-Brewers, Bucks, Badgers, Marquette. I'm saying the teams that you don't care about on a day-to-day basis. Like, nobody cares. Astros and Tigers, nobody cares. Nobody wants to hear that. That's what, you know, and think about that.
That's why it's
like, the reality is you want – I'm sorry?
I said that's why it's on at 1:30 this afternoon.
No, he's talking about in the regular season. You
I understand, but I'm talking about playoffs too. He's right.
Right. But the reality is I think what you're saying is true, and that's where it's interesting that, oh, is there anything better than playoff baseball? Well, not regular season baseball and not regular season NFL and not regular season college football. But if you were to separate the sports into regular season and postseason, where does playoff baseball rank? Because postseason NFL and regular season NFL, college football, regular season, college football, postseason, that's now our top four off the board. March Madness, are we going to put ahead of playoff baseball?
From a just watching, like, intently with teams that you like, I got to qualify it with two things. So, no.
Yeah.
I don't think I could say yes to that.
Okay, yeah, because in your case, Tausch, if the Badgers are out, and or there's not like some hook, like Zion or something, you know, something that's like that, you may be out on that. And that's fair.
Yeah.
Right? So what we're saying is, best case scenario, if you separate every single sport into two different factions, basically, regular season and postseason, best case scenario, playoff baseball is the fifth best thing we've got. Best case scenario.
Yeah, that's I think that's a fair – I think that's fair. All right, enough baseball. We'll move on.
Oh, why not? You're sick of baseball. What do you mean?
No, I'm not sick of it. I'm not sick of it. I'm excited for today, 4:32 this afternoon.
Is there anything better than being sick of talking baseball?
Well, I have to bring this up because can you help me? Jason has fought against the quarterback wins-loss stats, and I know Packer fans – by no means are looking at this saying, well, Malik Willis is 2-0 and Jordan Love is 0-2. Those are facts.
Right, of course.
But I couldn't tell because I listened to your show yesterday, and you predicated it by saying, I don't believe quarterback wins and losses are stat. Do you or do you not? Because then you went on
a whole tangent about
quarterback wins and losses being, you know, what the records of these quarterbacks are.
Fair, yeah, and I understand why you were a little confused about that, so let me state it better with you guys than I did on Sportsmanlike. So here's the way I look at it. I'm going to reference the sport that everyone's caring about right now, baseball. When a starting pitcher pitches, I do think it matters the team's record in games that that person starts. In other words, if you have a great starting pitcher and the team is 20-5 in the 25 starts, just for argument's sake, that pitcher has. That means to me, while the pitcher may not be solely responsible, there is something about the dynamic of him pitching that allows your team to win way more than they lose in games that they start. And I do believe that can also be applied in football for a quarterback. I believe the team's win-loss record in games that that quarterback starts is important. And the reason that this came up is I was just genuinely surprised that the Green Bay Packers, in games that Jordan Love has started in his career, do not have a winning record.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that some of the losses you could look at and say, they're not even that close if not for Love. And some of the wins you could say, the best thing he did was nothing, and that was actually helpful. So I'm not solely putting it on the one player, although I do the majority of the time, only focus on the quarterback as much as I can. I just found it interesting that a guy that I thought was a no-brainer to give the contract to, a guy that I think is going to be an all-pro caliber player for a decade, a guy that was acquired by a guy that I think is the best general manager in the sport in Brian Gutekunst, a guy that is a candidate for Coach of the Year in Matt LaFleur, all believe it. I wouldn't do anything differently than they have done. I just find it interesting that the Green Bay Packers, in games Jordan Love has started, they don't have a winning record.
What does that tell you, if anything, Tausch? Because I didn't think of it in those terms until you guys started debating via text message, and I was on it.
Why do you want to separate yourself from communicating?
Because that's what he does. He likes
to do that. No.
Jason, here's not Jason. I'll let you respond, but this is how Wildy does this, Evan.
No, I was just a bystander. I didn't contribute because Tausch. The reason Tausch included me is because he thinks that I still think quarterback wins is a stat, and I just won't admit it, which is not true.
He writes articles, and he'll say, "Not Packers record when the Packers play and Jordan Love started." That's a quarterback wins loss. It is.
If I could just finish my thought briefly before you guys get back to arguing, I did not think of this until I read it in our text chain, and I think it's really, really interesting. Because I had not even thought of the fact that he... I'm sorry?
I said, what's interesting? What did you find interesting?
That they have a losing record in games that... I didn't... Because of everything Evan just said, right? We did not debate whether he should get the contract. We did not debate whether or not he was a good quarterback. We didn't debate whether he's going to be a Pro Bowler or an All-Pro. We didn't debate whether or not he's going to someday be in the MVP conversation. Some suggesting as soon as this year. And yet, we're saying this about a guy whose team has lost more games than they've won when he starts. Now, it's a small number of games, but it's still interesting to me.
And correct me if I'm wrong, if you take final year of regular season, final year of Rodgers, actually postseason too, final year of Rodgers, first year of Love, and so far this year, plus postseason, they're exactly .500, right?
Correct.
9-8, 2-2, and 1-1 in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken.
Yes, you're correct again.
And they also are known, rightfully so, as having one of the best, if not the best, young rosters in the league, correct?
Yes, all true.
So maybe the fault of ours, because I agree with what you just said, there was no justification for debate on any of those issues we just brought up. Maybe the fault of ours is that we all should have said, this is going to take time because they're all young. They all need to learn how to win. It's going to happen. It's just not going to be overnight, where the Lions already went through that process. And thus, they're going to be ahead of them relative to the winning. Now, the Vikings part is tricky, obviously, but I don't think the Packers are behind where we thought they would be, or I wouldn't be worried about them. It is just an odd thing through, 0-1 the Kansas City year with Jordan Love's mom in the last row, then 9-8 last year, and 0-2 in his starts this year, and then 1-1 in the playoffs. That's just weird. Those are the records with him as a starting quarterback. It is somewhat surprising. That's the extent of my argument on that. Does that make sense to you, or still doesn't make sense?
So, yes, I understand, because I do believe in QB wins losses, just like I believe in pitching, because you're the leader of the team and it falls on you. It's not fair. I would argue that too. But the fact that you had that postseason run is what changed the dynamic of that. And now the fact that he's been injured, losing the Philly game, and then this, I don't give two rips. Like, sometimes stats tell a story. I don't think this stat tells a story. I think this stat is just there. I think you couldn't be more pleased at the development of Jordan Love, and you're 500 in that run with him as the starting quarterback. But you're not really 500. You are a divisional losing team that should have beaten the San Francisco 49ers. That's how I view that. Now, if you end up at 500 this season, then I would start being concerned. But as the whole, looking at it, no, I don't think that stat tells a telling story about where the Packers feel they are with Jordan Love. I just don't.
Okay, yeah. So Tausch. Obviously, they can't be 500 this year. They have 17 games. I don't know if you knew that.
Yeah, but anyway, they have the one game. There's the one game outlier that actually would allow
eight,
that. To
eight
be
and in one.
Place. That's true too.
So that's. I don't think that's technically 500, but I'm not sure about that. Tausch, Jordan Love, Max will start 15 games this year. The team's record in those games, where you would say, okay, this is now going to be a little concerning. Because they're not going to go like 5-10, obviously. I'm saying, like, give me a record where you would say, all right, if they're that in those 15 at this point in his development,
eight and let's nine.
Call it postseason.
If this team ends up
again,
8-9 on the season.
Start 15 games.
I just told you, I don't care about that. I'm a team guy. If they end up 8-9 on the season, that means he had only won 6 games as a starter. That would be where,
yes.
That's my line, okay? Okay.
Okay.
Oh my
By
God.
The way,
you've broken Evan.
Yeah, this is a TKO.
Well, he doesn't even listen to the setup. By the way, I've heard about. Can you throw me your latest playoff plan? Because I want to pitch something to you off of it.
I'd like to hear your pitch. Yeah, I just think, just like in the NFL, if you're the one seed after wild card weekend and somebody loses a player of significance, you're the one seed, and the team that had played obviously doesn't get home field because the 1 and 2 seeds. Well, no, now with the new format, you get to pick who you want to play. If you aren't taking someone's home game away from them, you get to pick that other opponent. And if it's injury like Chris Sale to the Braves and the Brewers think they match up better with them and they want to give bulletin board material and add a little juice and spice to a league, I am all on board with it. That is my plan.
Okay, let me tell you something, or let me give you my opinion on this. Tausch, in all seriousness now, no making fun of you, you are one of the most amazing people I've ever met. You are literally good at everything. And one of the most amazing things about you is that your skin is so thick, you are not sensitive to almost anything.
There are a few things.
But I do think that as a result of that, there may be somewhat of a blind spot.
Okay.
And I think that you have to realize, while Jason and I may be on the extreme sense of sensitive, Jason probably a little bit more than me, to be fair, but I'm also sensitive. I think that there are, or a lot more than me, but I think that there are way more people, that are like Jason and I than like you, and many of them wear uniforms and are in front office suites at stadiums.
Mm-hmm.
The sensitivity of being on the hook to pick an opponent is something Mark Tauscher can handle. I don't buy the masses in picking that opponent can handle the sensitivity of if it goes wrong and the blame of if they pick the wrong opponent.
But you don't have to pick the opponent, though. You can just stay standard. But if there is an injury and
that is picking an opponent.
No, it's not. You're saying I'm just sticking with whatever the league does. That's what you do.
Oh. But Tausch, there's a tragic irony in that argument. Pete Rose, may he rest in peace, was considered to have bet against the Reds the games he didn't bet for the Reds. You are considered, in that case, to basically pick the worst opponent by not moving. That is the same thing.
Yeah, well, you know what? You don't have to do either if that's where you're at, but I get it. I understand it's probably never going to happen because the powers that be, but I also understand that sports love attention. They love drama. They love things that drive interest in good versus bad, or I can't believe someone slighted me. That's what drives our love of sports, and there's nothing that does that more than what I'm just telling you about doing. That I know.
Tausch, you're not wrong on anything you're saying. It would be amazing. But mm-hmm. You also know that it'll
That's
never happen
said.
For many of the reasons
Probably
that I
not.
Also what I said.
Probably not. But maybe it would. And if it does, it'll be glorious.
Jason, would you want to, let's just say for argument's sake, there was like a, an ESPN Wisconsin debate show that we would have. Would you want to, and you were ranked as the number one seed, would you want to pick your opponent?
No, of course not. That's just telling the person that I think I can whip you, and then they're going to be ultra motivated to show me up.
Tausch, would you want to pick your opponent
God,
in that?
Yes.
In the ESPN Wisconsin debate?
I would love to pick, because I'd pick the person that I know I'd pounce. That's why.
Now, how quickly would you pick Brust?
Oh, real early. Real early.
Is that the obvious first opponent because you know you can get in his head and annihilate him?
It ain't even that. It's just that I'd like...
Or do you go with Jesse knowing if you pick an hour that is after he wants to work, he may not show up?
Well, forfeit.
I'll say this. If it's the morning after a volleyball game on our air, I would pick Jesse.
Tausch doesn't want to go up against a forfeit. He wants the contest.
I'd like to win, yeah. Winning. That's what we like doing.
Evan, this was...
And Tausch.
Yeah.
Wait, what, one other question.
Yes.
Tausch.
Yes.
Jason, you didn't answer the first one, which is fine. Tausch, who's the last pick? Who is the person you would be like, I don't want to go up against that person?
Oh.
Wisconsin sports
on
debates.
Our team.
Like, in other words, we're given better career Favre or Rodgers, more impactful Giannis or Molitor.
You know
or
who
Giannis,
I don't think
you,
you know who
that.
I don't think I'd want to debate? First off, I would have no problem debating, and I would, but I think who'd probably give me the stiffest test? Jen. That's who I'd probably say would be the last.
She ain't backing down to anyone.
That's what
I'm
saying. That's probably who I'd go with last out of the entire ESPN Wisconsin team.
What a respectful statement that is. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But with that said, if she wants to debate, I'm not going to back down. Because you know the song.
Well,
Old T, don't back
down. You haven't known to back down.
I've heard you've been known to.
I hope you got those reservations in Jersey for next week, because LePe and I are ready to go. Make sure you're set.
Well,
we want a car service picking us up, too.
We have a problem. Geez.
No, we don't have a problem.
It's the highest of holy days. It's a Jewish holiday, Yom Kippur. The whole point is I'm not supposed to eat.
Well, you could come watch.
I'm going to come watch you and LePe eat.
Absolutely. It doesn't always. It doesn't have to just be about the food. It could be about the conversation.
Are you guys staying in Jersey or the city? Seriously.
I have no idea. So.
Will you know when you get there? Will you realize?
Yes, I'll find out probably when we're flying in. Would be my guess.
Oh, that helps me set up. That's great.
All right. Sounds like a good
plan.
Well,
we already told you which steakhouse we want to go to. So get it all set up. Make sure we're all dressed to the nines. And
tell them Butch sent you.
Tell him Butchie got you.
You want to come to Temple with me the next day?
Yeah, maybe. Potentially.
You can watch.
It's true.
Good drop in, Jesse. Thanks for joining us. Thanks, Evan. We appreciate you.
See you guys.
I'm not sure what just happened on that whole deal.
I am. More next.
Are we doing a debate show or something? Like, that sounds fun.
Evko just got bludgeoned. I know that.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Of course, you're scared of him, so yeah, I understand that.
More next. It's Wildy and Tausch.
This is Wildy and Tausch, brought to you by Grassland Butter. Grassland Dairy is Wisconsin. Learn more at grasslandbutter.com. But I won't go for yesterday. There's an ordinary world.
Somehow I have to. Thanks to Evan Cohen for the spirited debates about quarterback wins and Tausch's playoff plan, etc. Tausch, why don't you just tell us briefly about your love for Coors Light, and then we'll take 2 minutes and we'll kick off the 10 o'clock hour.
I can do that, for sure. I love Coors Light, brewed with that three-step cold process. Cold lager, cold filtered, and cold packaged, so it's made to chill, and there's nothing like watching Brewers baseball. The intensity of it, and when you need to just sit back and chill, crack open a little 16-ounce wide mouth. Have those mountains blue glistening off that silver can. That's why it's Coors Light in my hand when I need a moment to chill. Celebrate responsibly, Coors Brewing Company. Golden, Colorado.
I'm going to put Tausch in charge of fixing the Packers' pass rush.
I'm going to tell you this. I'm nervous about this division. I knew this division was going to be good. This NFC North is...
Your elite pass rusher better get going. We'll talk about that to kick off the 10 o'clock hour in 2 minutes. It's Wildy and Tausch.
Don't go anywhere. Another hour of Wildy and Tausch, presented by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, is coming up next on ESPN Wisconsin, the ESPN app, and Wisconsin On Demand.